And he saw and he believed, but they did not yet fully understand the scripture that he had to raise from the dead. In her memoir, Last Migration, Margaret Renkel tells of one spring, early spring, she was planting her garden and how she discovered a cottontail rabbit nest buried underneath the rosemary bush. And as she uncovered it, she discovered these baby rabbits just huddled up underneath the roots of the rosemary bush. Completely vulnerable, the size of her, no bigger than her thumb. Completely vulnerable, eyes not even open yet. And she saw how exposed and vulnerable they were into the early March winter. She noticed how the little hollow had been carved out by the mother rabbit, and it was shallow and it had been covered by the vegetation, the dead vegetation and the weeds of the fall and winter. Barely noticeable that you could have seen it all. And of course it was underneath the rosemary bush, so the predators wouldn't be able to smell the rabbit, but would be overwhelmed by the beautiful smell of rosemary. And so she left it alone and then came back a couple of weeks later to discover, and was very gentle and opened up around the rosemary bush, and there was no sight of any nest anymore. But then as she pulled up the roots of one of the branches, up came this little nest, empty now, but there was a little hollow right there with the shape of a little rabbit's right there. And you could even feel the heat that was recently vacated from the rabbits have just left, all lined with the fur of the mother rabbit. And she marveled at the empty nest. I think of that empty nest and the very presence that you could see in those little rabbits having left. I also see in the empty tomb, which is a symbol of the resurrection, is this, so the presence of God is still there. It's still among us. The tomb is empty. You can feel the presence. And what is that presence? You see, the resurrection is about the empty tomb, yes, but it represents something. It represents the loving presence of God. Maybe not a fur-lined hollow, but a world covered in magnificence and beauty. A world shrouded in love, coated and kept warm for all of us to abide in. That love is what resurrection is all about. The love that God has for us, that he so loved the world that he sent his son to be with us and to, so that we could experience that nothing will separate us from his love. Nor principalities, nor sickness, nor well, nor even death. Not even death will separate us from God. And how does he do that? He does that in and through Jesus' death. You see, that's hard to hear. Like, yes, we agree with it. Intellectually, we get it. Right? I mean, it's we assent to it, but we really don't understand it, just like the apostles today in this way, is they don't really fully understand. Neither do we. I mean, we have to do the same as John, this beloved disciple, is we have to see and believe and yet not fully understand. But we do understand some components of it. Like, the one component that is incredibly important about this love is that it is wrapped in a lining of forgiveness. And what is it that we forgive? What is it that Christ forgives? Well, it's all our sins. Like, we all have sinned and have all been sinned against. We have all been hurt and we hurt others. We have all been wounded and we wound others. We all have been betrayed and we have betrayed others. You see, the song that is most often played in our world today is the song of betrayal. I mean, I get it. It's like, who hasn't heard the country song? Nearly every country song is written about betrayal of some sort. But yet in there is a very human reality that betrayal is common. Unfortunately, it is. But what we have at the end of betrayal is a choice. And that Jesus gives us that powerful choice. The choice between good and evil. The choice between life and death. The choice between forgiveness and resentment and bitterness. And Jesus walks with us and shows us how to choose life, love, and forgiveness. Now, how does he do that? We know we've been celebrating for the last 40 days, and in particular these last 3 days, this passion of Christ. That when he came into the world, he came preaching healing, loving, and forgiving, and reaching out to all. But the world, the world rejected that message. And in so doing, they decided that they would crucify him. Even the religious leaders and the civil leaders conspired together to do this. And in his crucifixion, in that moment of being the worst components of humanity came hurling at him, what did he do? Silence. He didn't say a word. And that can be confusing. But his silence was what we have to ponder. And we've done this last week in a special way. But the real response was God's. God's response was not rescuing Jesus, but was redeeming him. His answer is the resurrection. And that same answer is for you and I. That we will be resurrected. That God does vindicate love. God does vindicate conscience. God does vindicate faithfulness. God vindicates goodness and beauty. And in the end, the resurrection is the answer. That God does have the last word. And even though we don't necessarily always understand it, that last word is always love. Love always will always win. So what does that mean for us now that we who are in shelter in place in the numbers of the billions across the world? And for us here in California, is that we're locked in place, shelter in place because of a pandemic that we don't understand and we won't for some time. We're trying to struggle and we're doing what we can, and so we should. But where is God in the middle of this? Why so much silence, we might ask? Well, we go back to the same scripture. God's answer will not necessarily be to rescue us. But in the midst of this, he is with us. And his love will triumph. His love will most definitely vindicate us. Love, beauty, and goodness will always win. Now, it doesn't mean that we will have an easy path. We're locked in our homes and we struggle with it. I get it. And it's hard. When will this come to an end? We don't know. But in this time of silence, if you would, can we ponder again the wonder of the message of the resurrection? And I think part of the struggle is that it becomes so familiar with this resurrection. We just say, oh yeah, Jesus is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But can we ponder a little bit deeper? Can we look again at the beauty that God has already painted our world with? That maybe because of our work, because of our hectic life, we have not seen it thus far. I mean, could we look at our spouse again and see the beauty of the years that has now gone by and we still love one another? And how much that love has meant and how much we have gone through? Can we look at our children now, maybe all grown up into adults and proud of who they are as young men and women? Can we look again at our friends and see the great grace that we have had, that the ins and outs and the ups and downs of life, that we have been faithful to one another? Can we look again even at those moments when we get to go outside? Look again at the grandeur of God's nature, the garden, that there's the beautiful smell, yes, of rosemary and a million other smells. And just to breathe it all in and to relish it just for a moment and realize, yes, the resurrection is real and God is present even now in the midst of our shelter in place. The message of the resurrection is powerful. It is never lost. It is never, ever, ever get old. And so today we celebrate it. Maybe even more so because we're isolated at home. And here we're in the church and you're at home listening to this message. Maybe more than ever do we need to hear this message of Jesus Christ who's risen. And he is with us now. So what are we to do? We see and we don't fully understand, yes. But we do as the disciples said. We see and we believe. We believe once more in the ever presence of God and of Christ right among us. Right here, right now. We are going to live the resurrection today. And let us live it for all the times ahead. Not just at home, but when we come out of our shelter and place. And we will. And we will survive. And we will thrive again. But let's not forget this moment. Let us never forget this moment. Let us always treasure the message of the Easter, the resurrection. God is alive in you and I. Christ is risen from the dead.